you hear so much nonsense, there's so much foolishness on the landscape that most people that haven't bothered to really get into this area dismiss it as nonsense of the area of kooks and crackpots and so forth. And indeed it is to a large extent. But the point is that when you, I know of all the people I run into, I know of none that have a higher credibility than our astronaut corps as a group.
I agree.
And as I recall, I listed 13 of them in our book.
And they all, Chuck, seem to have changed emotionally once they learned something, haven't they?
Yes. I think they take these things seriously, and they also recognize that for guys like you and I, these are intellectual ideas we can bandy about over the radio, we can write books. It's quite another to actually be confronted with the reality that these things rattle when you shake them. I mean, they are real.
That's right.
And that has disturbing implications, not only because of their existence and the fact that we haven't been treated in a forthright disclosure of these things, but even beyond that, we begin to realize there are agendas that are hidden as well. And that's where this whole thing starts to create some concern, because earlier in the show you made allusion to the fact that some of these pictures, of course, are real, some are hoaxes. I happen to know a friend of mine, and for his own sake I should not mention his name on the air, but he has a collection of over 3,000 photographs. These are NASA photographs that are classified, just dealing with Project Delta, which was an exploration of just the formation flights of these things. And they concluded from the study that they're sentient. In other words, it's not because of the flight characteristics, that they're guided. They have intelligent guidance. And so the point is, there are within the community legitimate photographs, despite the fact that most of what you see in the books and in the tabloids is foolishness.
Sure, odd stuff. I understand.
You touched on the area that's of gravest concern, and that's the area within this field we're talking about. There's a subset called the abductions. One of the problems that faces the practitioners today, psychologists and others, is they encounter people that believe that they have been abducted and had intrusive medical procedures performed on them. Now, Dr. John Mack, he's the head of
Harvard.
The Harvard psychiatry, right.
Yeah.
He's published a book on this, but he also chaired a conference at MIT, which dealt with this area. And his challenge to the conference was that if what these people are saying happened to them isn't happening, what is? Because
what is?
These people are above average intelligence, have had no prior psychiatric history, clearly have been subject to trauma of some kind, and their stories have consistent elements that are very disturbing. And they apparently feel that they've been abducted and had intrusive medical procedures on them. Some of the details of those are not disclosed because it's a method of corroboration among the practitioners. But the net of it is they almost always have to do with the human reproductive cycle. And the inference you draw from what's going on is apparently they're conducting experiments to understand better the whole reproductive cycle that we're into.
And they also may be making hybrid babies, as you say. They may be taking them from the mother.
That apparently is a very consistent theme among these reports. And what's disturbing is we're not talking about a small handful of weird cases that have come up. We're talking thousands. John Mack himself personally claims he's dealt with 76 of these cases.
So they're making their own soldiers, huh?
Well, either that or conducting research for some broader plan. Who knows?
Well, exactly. Now, you had mentioned earlier in the interview, Chuck, about Jacques Vallée.
And he
wrote a book because his views changed, too. As you well know, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, the Frenchman in the movie, was built around him.
Yes, but, in fact, J. Allen Hynek was in the movie.
Exactly. He walked in with his pipe for about 2 seconds.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, but, I was on the board with Alan Adler at the time.
Were you?
Okay. And I remember when it came out, Columbia was very, very excited about it.
Well, Jacques wrote a book called Messengers of Deception.
Yes.
And, I mean, he is convinced that there's something afoot here as well.
You put your finger again, George. You've done your homework, because you put your finger on another key aspect of the whole program. Another consistent theme that takes some sophistication to discern, but is there, is this theme of deception. One of the things that you find as you study these reports and the stories and so forth is that these beings, whatever they are posing to be something they're really not, and they are being deceptive. There's a among the people in groups that sort of look at these guys as benign, they're approaching it very naively, because the real evidence, if you lay it all out, is that they, part of what they do is deception. They're always here presumably to help us, but they haven't done anything to help us. It's always generalities, never specific. And part of one of the reasons that Dr. Eastman and I decided to do the original title for the book was Cosmic Deception. And somehow Alien Encounters came up as a better title for the book, and we liked it too, and so that's great. But my point is, our real orientation when we started was to try to pull together what we thought we knew, specifically as a rebuttal, so to speak, to the deception that's going on. And as we did that, we obviously packaged the book as it was, but I also did something rather strange. I was going to get the foreword done by one of the astronauts, but I got a better idea. Douglas J. Marr is regarded by Publishers Weekly as the founder of the New Age. He's a guy that wrote a book many years ago called Voyage to the New World, mm-hmm. and most New Agers know his name. He also, what they don't know is that he also, in 1990, became a Christian. He's a good friend of mine. But I got him to do the foreword to the book, and so you won't find our book in the Christian section of a Barnes & Noble or what have you. You'll find it in the New Age section, which was frankly a deliberate strategy because of the way it's designed and the rest of it. In fact, if you go on Amazon.com and read the book reviews, there's, I think, 17 of them that are favorable. Don't bother with those. There are two that are really angry. This one guy is so angry at me, you can tell by the nature of his review. He says, I had to read 9 chapters before discovering that this was a Christian book. But the truth of the matter is, we believe that the whole UFO area starts to make no sense unless you begin to put it in a biblical context.